Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you today?
Good morning. To be honest, I'm a little worried about our topic.
I'm excited.
Because I'm not going to say I'm not a fan, because I'm not anti.
Okay.
It's not my cup of tea.
I think that's very fair enough. We are talking about Eurovision today.
Yes.
I personally love Eurovision.
Yeah, and some people do, and that's what I do love looking at, is the weirdness of the phenomenon.
It's so camp. It's so overblown. It's so fantastic.
I've never seen it before.
Have you never seen it?
Oh my goodness, you're in for a treat today.
You're in for a surprise probably as well, because it is quite wild. So what is Eurovision?
So it's a song contest that was started in the 50s after World War II to try to, you know, heal some
divisions.
Yeah. And there wasn't that many countries involved. And it just kept going. And it also was a way to assert European pop culture, you know,
yes,
because they had a lot of American stuff coming in. And especially in the earlier decades of it, you know, you were supposed to do it in your own language.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, to really try to celebrate, you know, and sort of maintain and keep who they are. And I guess, yeah, fight that sort of tide of USA. But it's become so big and so global. I think there's been 52 countries involved. They've included, like, Australia, Israel, I know, has been in there. And
which has been controversial, but
yes,
we can get
yes.
to that, yeah.
And the gossip, my goodness, people just love the...
A lot of drama.
Oh, my goodness, the battles, the debates about language,
yes,
about genre, about...
inclusion of complicated countries or...
Yes, and then the voting.
Tyrannical,
you know,
powers.
Like, do you vote according to politics? Then there's diaspora communities voting for their homelands rather than where they are. And seeing, you know, countries that are not happy with each other at the moment, how they vote against each other in a song contest.
I love this
contest.
Idea of it being like, it's all about unity.
I know. And they keep saying, let's not be political, but it is... Every time they will literally look at how many votes Turkey gave in, you know, Anatolia or some
totally,
other country.
Yeah. I'm going to hit our first track.
All right.
So glam. Set the stage.
So this is a beautiful drag queen.
Wow.
With a full beard.
So
that's awesome.
Incredible voice, I have to say. Conchita Wurst.
From Austria. 2014.
Are we listening to all winning entries here, or are we listening to...
I think today we are.
Yeah.
We are.
You
wouldn't know me at all. Oh, yeah, sparkly dress. Sparkly dress.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. From the fading light of
yes. So what do we need to know about this track, Rise Like a Phoenix by Conchita Wurst?
So it was iconic, obviously, in their appearance and who they were, but it captured the sort of triumph and camp song-wise. You know, you're always taking a gamble if you're going to do... They do get a lot of bop-bop, boop-boop, pop, onomatopoeia, silliness, ding-dongs.
Yeah.
Then sometimes if you do something super patriotic, that can be good.
Mm-hmm.
Something about peace and unity, that's good.
Yep.
But a good ballad is still good too. So it's always a risk. You know, it's a risk doing this.
But it can pay off.
Absolutely. And it has been a celebration for LGBTQ identities in that, you know, there have been queer folks involved. Not overtly celebrated, but, you know, like,
it's
an act will have,
yeah,
like, a queer kiss in it. And then some countries have pulled out because of that. China didn't want to be a part of it because of that. Hungary's pulled out. So it's not super overt, but it definitely is safe. And then with Conchita, they were like, okay, we're going to say where we stand here.
Yes.
Rise up, you know.
And I think this is the thing, like, Eurovision, to be sort of earnest for a minute here, surprisingly, on this show, that people have really claimed it, like, as a celebration of sort of earnest silliness, being yourself, being kind of camp, being kind of fun, as well as all the other ridiculous stuff that goes on with this, I mean, this is a very... it's a very earnest song.
I know. See, I still don't exactly get it. Are some of these bands being serious? Do they know it's kitschy? You know, like, I'm never sure.
I think everyone who signs up to Eurovision knows...
But then you said they feel earnest. They're celebrating Sweden.
But those things can be
the
same thing at the same time, can't they? Surely.
So this is this year's winner, and it's amazing. I love it.
Is it Ukrainian?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. So let's be honest. Some of the voting will be political.
Oh, absolutely. But it's also a banger.
Yes, and you have to watch the video because one of the guys singing also is playing the flute. And they're wearing some traditional elements, costumes. And it's a rap.
This is Stefania by the Kalush Orchestra.
Now, it's a song about his mother. But mother, motherland, yep. My country... You know, he's like, oh, it's not political, it's about mom.
But then what did they do with the winning proceeds?
Yeah, so...
because that's pretty overtly, you know, line in the sand politics stuff.
So they... oh, here's the flute. He's playing it live on stage.
Wow, flute solo.
Anything with a flute solo, very Anchorman.
It's a long wooden flute, he's just jamming it right into the microphone. Oh.
I mean, this rules.
So, they sold their trophy and one of the guys' pink bucket hats.
Nice.
and distinctly said that they're using the money to buy drones. It's not even like, let's get money for Ukraine.
No, they're buying drones for the Ukrainian army. Yeah. So this is like, I think this has been such an interesting... year for Eurovision because they won by such a landslide that doesn't actually normally happen in Eurovision. You get people who win by a lot, you get people who, you know, as you're saying, there's like voting between countries, but it was pretty universally Ukraine this year.
The lyrics are, I'll always find my way home even if all roads are destroyed.
Oh!
Burn Russia.
And you hear them saying lully lully, that's from a lullaby.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's actually quite a moving track. Especially, yeah, when you go read the lyrics, understand the context, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
So I think this is that thing of you're saying there can be two things at once, you know? Like, this is a really earnest, quite moving political song. It's still camp and fun though, you know, like there's still a flute solo in the middle of a rap, you know.
Oh, and the way he's like jamming and jumping around while he's playing it. Well, also to have Ukrainian rap, you know, like
incredible. So yeah. Cool.
So, you know, they have played with genre. There was famously heavy metal bands that won once.
Are they the ones dressed like monsters?
Yes.
With the
yes.
prosthetic makeup? Very good. Going back in time a bit here.
Okay, so UK doesn't always do well, and it's a great national shame. But this
UK
is...
sucks at Eurovision, except for this year they did quite well.
Yeah, so this is Bucks Fizz in 1981. And so other groups like Bucks Fizz have gotten their start globally.
True.
Like ABBA, Celine Dion.
Did Celine Dion start at Eurovision?
She already had local, but then she represented Switzerland.
Amazing.
And, yeah.
Had no idea. Of course I knew about ABBA, though.
And Bucks Fizz were another, you know, ABBA-ish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, apparently it used to be solo only. It wasn't until the 70s that they made it groups. And and this performance is famous because it's two guys, two gals, and the guys tore the ladies' skirts off and they were wearing miniskirts underneath. So, it's a spectacle.
There are some... one of the tracks that you gave us to play this morning, which we didn't play because we decided it might be a bit too much before 9 a.m, was so smutty, like, unbelievably smutty. I'm not going to say what it says, but Eurovision is... it goes in, like...
Well, and...
you think, oh, they'll... don't do it as an innuendo. No, no, they just tell you what it's about.
Because it's a family show. Well, and one year the country Georgia got in trouble because their song was "I Really Want to Put In," and it was no, but it was also a reference to Putin. So it was like super political or not? No, no, it's just sexual.
Oh my God. You gotta say, this is just a joy to listen to.
It's almost like a genre in itself, Eurovision genre.
Yes, it is. Mm. Yeah. Yes, very much. I feel like getting a perm.
Yes, wearing my big sparkly flare pants, which I wish I had. Have you seen the Eurovision movie?
Oh my
yes.
God. Will Ferrell.
So, yes. Yeah. Have you seen that too?
No, I haven't.
Well, you better watch it.
But
it's good.
It's obviously done with someone, not, I'm going to say not with love, but with someone who knows it.
Well,
and watched it, you know, like someone, yeah. it's carefully done. In
there's
that
bit in the middle where all the Eurovision stars are there, like Conchita Wurst.
Yeah.
She's in the bloody movie. It's great. Sorry, I'm just going full
you are
dark
into
on
it.
My
So people
Eurovision
do
bus.
Have parties, community events, and then to get people voting, you know, in your country. And there's, voting disasters all through the years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, swapping to computer voting and... you know, did they miss votes? Did they not count votes? Are people buying votes? Are they cheating?
So much drama.
It is so, yeah, it is a lot of drama.
And it's a bit like the Olympics. If you win, then you get to host it. Well, I mean, that's not exactly how the Olympics work, but that's like countries want to win because it's bloody good for tourism.
Yes, and it does. So it means it's in lots of different interesting places. But yeah, any of your Eurovision fans, friends, they'll expose themselves today. you'll find they know like the data and the numbers of how many times Germany's won, Ireland's won, that UK's bad. Like,
UK's
they
bad.
Know.
Someone says, I remember Bucks Fizz. I will hopefully recover by the end of the day. Thank you for bringing us a bit of Eurovision this morning. Got to get a bit of camp in us on a Friday. We will see you next week.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.